Well, good evening, and thanks so much for joining us for this June 21st, Tuesday evening. My name's David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado and excited to be sharing information about our very unique gift card marketing system. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to promote the gift card marketing system, how to qualify prospects, invite prospects, explain leverage, show value. So we're going to go start to finish through the enrolling process. Before we do that, let's give away a few gift cards. As you know, the retail value of each gift card is $50. We give away 20 free gift cards each week. So it's $1,000 in retail value, $200 in wholesale value. And the winner this week is out of San Diego, California. His name is Eric Slate. So congratulations, Eric. You're going to get 20 cards headed your way for you to do more promotion. So congratulations. If you're interested in winning 20 free gift cards, all you have to do is hand out gift cards, get a card redeemed. We randomly choose one redemption each week. Whoever the distributor was that handed out that card, the distributor will be getting 20 free gift cards. So you only need one in to win. The more that you hand out, the better the opportunity that you win. But this week, Eric just had one redemption, and he was a winner. So lucky Eric, and good for him. So other people that are going to be lucky here this week are those down in Southeast Florida. Dave Sandoval is going to be doing meetings Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon as well. So all the events now, I believe, are listed at phporder.com in the events section. We've got an event in Delray Beach on Friday morning at 11 a.m. We've got one down in South Beach in Miami on Friday night at a restaurant called Thrive. Sam Newman's going to be the host of that one. Saturday afternoon, we've got Laura Gillen going to be hosting at the Equus Club up in Boynton Beach, and then back down to Miami on Sunday for an event at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at a vegetarian restaurant called Vegetarian by Hakim. So a lot of different types of events, different venues, and if you know anybody down in South Florida, you're going to want to get them in front of Dave Sandoval. The structure of the meetings are going to be about a one-hour presentation going through product, gift cards, compensation, testimonials, how to get started, everything necessary for a prospect to learn about the business. Then we'll have a quick break for about 10 minutes where people can enroll as customers or distributors. Those who want to leave can, and everybody else, including distributors, can stay for a question and answer session with Dave, and Dave promises to go until there are no more questions. His passion and energy are boundless, and so anybody who wants a good dose of Dave can get a couple hours of time with him to get their answer or their questions about health and wellness answered. It's one of the big assets we have in our business is Dave Sandoval and his knowledge about whole foods and nutrition and wellness. He's a real deal, serious, world-renowned expert on whole foods, green foods, and we utilize Dave quite a bit in our gift card marketing system, and that's a good segue into, just one small piece of why our gift card marketing system is so unique. And let's start with this. Let's start, before we get into the logistics of the gift card marketing system, let's talk about how to promote the concept of the gift card marketing system, because I don't think that people are fully utilizing or understanding how just the concept of gift card marketing can open up a prospect's mind. Because ultimately, a prospect needs to answer two questions. The first is, will it work? Will the products work? Will the company work? Will the compensation plan work? Will this company be bigger a year from now than it is today? But the second question, and maybe the more important question, is, will it work for me? Will I be willing to do what you ask me to do? How much do I make? How hard is it going to be? And can I do it? And that's one of the things that's so nice and fun and exciting about the gift card marketing system is anyone can do it. And it is easier to give away stuff than it is to sell stuff. And if you look at the concept of couponing is the hottest concept out there. There's a company called Groupon. Groupon is the fastest growing company in the history of business. They went from 2 million subscribers to more than 85 million subscribers in the last 18 months. They're hiring hundreds of employees every month to keep up with the demand, and their business model is crazy stupid. It's just emailing people 50% off coupons every morning. And right now, I believe it's like half of the adults in the United States have a Groupon account, and the company just continues to grow. The TV show Extreme Couponing is a very popular show, and I was told, I haven't been able to validate this, but I was told that the word coupon is the most searched word in 2010 on the internet. So people are looking to save money. The economy is very, very, very tough. And so the idea of being able to give away a product and let people experience a product really opens up the concept of relationship marketing. Because if you look at how relationship marketing works, most everybody on the phone here tonight knows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. If you have a cell phone, chances are you have dozens or hundreds of people on that cell phone list. If you've got an email address or two email addresses or three email addresses, because many people do these days since they're free, most people have hundreds of email addresses of different people. And if you've got business cards, if you've got Christmas card lists, if you're on different sports teams, if your kids are on sports teams, if you've got church lists, if you've got places of employment, former places of employment, all sorts of stuff. I mean, bottom line is people know hundreds and hundreds of folks. So if you look at this as when you enroll a new person, you're not enrolling a single person, you're enrolling a database. You're enrolling a group of contacts that you, as a leader and as an enroller and as a promoter, can tap into. So the more success that we can help somebody have more quickly, the better off and the better chance that they're going to go deeper into their database. So what normally happens with most companies in network marketing is somebody will talk to their cousin, their friend, their brother, their sister-in-law, whoever it may be, two or three or four people, and once they get one or two bad experiences, most people, not everybody, most people will quit. Whether they say they quit or they haven't said they've quit, whether they've admitted it or not, they become a customer, they're no longer a distributor. So what we've done by utilizing this gift card marketing system is given them something to do that is so easy that anyone can do it, that you can hand out a gift card to dozens of people very quickly, that you can call them on the phone, that you can send out an email with a card number on it that anyone can do very quickly. And if you do it quickly, if you actually capitalize on the momentum and think less and do more, you'll find that lots of people will say, sure, that sounds cool. And so it is an investment. It's an investment of money. It's an investment in time to hand out those gift cards. But it's a relatively small investment of money. It's a relatively small investment of time to kickstart and create momentum in your business. An analogy would be if you're starting a restaurant, the biggest mistake that most businesses make is they spend all this time decorating the restaurant and coming up with the menu and doing all this stuff, and they don't spend enough time or enough money or leave enough marketing money or understand that they need to have some marketing money to go out and tell people about their business. And our business is even simpler. You've got to tell people literally about your business. Now, there are lots of other tools to do it. There's Facebook and there's all sorts of online blogs and different ways, Twitter, that you can go out through social media or other ways. But I'm just talking about the most basic way of building a business or at least getting those first handful of people in your business. And the easiest, simplest, most basic way of getting the first handful of people in your business is to look at your list, don't prejudge, make the list as big as possible, and from that list, go prioritize who the top people are, and with an amazing amount of momentum and excitement in your voice, say, hey, I'm using a product that I think you'd love. Would you be interested in trying it for free? And so that's really what it's about. And whether it's a face-to-face meeting at a Starbucks, whether it's a phone call, whether it's an email, you know, I believe in phone calls or face-to-face meetings. You know, email's kind of the chicken way out. But, you know, if you want to send out, you know, hundreds of emails to people you don't know as well, saying I'm looking for a handful of people to try out this program or to get some feedback on this new product, you know, you're really interested in what people have to say. And I like to say it's like giving out a steak dinner for free, and they just have to pay for the tip. So you think about your favorite restaurant, your all-time nicest favorite restaurant in your neighborhood or where you go out for your birthday or anniversary or whatever, and if somebody gave you a gift card for a free meal for you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, boyfriend, brother, whoever, two people go out to dinner for free and you just have to pay for the tip, would that be of interest to you? Of course it would be. And that's really what it's like. We're giving people $50 worth of value for $9.95 in shipping and handling. You can't get product for cheaper at the grocery store, at Costco, at Target. I mean, you can't get two weight loss products or two anti-aging products for that kind of price. So it is a loss leader for us. It's a co-op advertising, co-op marketing program for us. And the whole concept, if you understand how to promote it, will create interest and excitement. But bottom line is, use it for your prospect list. Don't overthink it. Call people up and say, hey, I'm using this product. I'd like you to use it for free. Of course, you've got to buy cards before you can do that. But the good news is, once you enroll somebody utilizing the gift card marketing system, and we'll talk more about the system in a second, but once you enroll somebody, what they're going to do is the way that they were introduced to the business is what they're going to expect. So they're going to buy gift cards. And this is where the concept of leverage really, really becomes powerful, is we have a bronze pack, a silver pack, and a gold pack. And the bronze pack has 10 cards, the silver pack has 20, the gold pack has 40. And with our recruiter's pool, which last month paid out more than $500, it doesn't matter whether you enroll with a gold pack, a silver pack, or a bronze pack. No matter how you enroll, if you enroll three people in the same month that you join or the next month from when you join, but if you enroll three people in a month, you're going to be making, last month it would have been over $500 plus your first order bonuses, which would have been in the neighborhood of $100 to $200, depending on, you know, what level pack you were enrolling people with. You're talking about, $600, $700, and the enrollment would have been $175 to $350. So in most cases, somebody would have doubled their money enrolling three people. Now, you've got 10 cards, 20 cards, or 40 cards to go out and get those three people. So if you're coming in with a bronze pack, or if you're starting your business now or activating your gift card marketing system yourself, you've been a distributor for a while and you want to get involved in the program and you're going to do it with just 10 cards, then you have to be more discriminating about who you give the cards to. If you've got 20 cards, you can be a little more open, a little more aggressive, a little more liberal in handing out those cards. And obviously, if you have 40 cards, then it's really as many phone calls as you make as fast as possible and give everybody the opportunity to experience the product and the system, and you should be able to find three. Now, if you came in with 40 cards or if you choose to start your business with 40 cards, then when somebody says, well, how should I get started, you can honestly say to them, I bought a gold pack, or I recommend a gold pack because I started my business with 40 cards. I enrolled three people. I got into profit. And now when you look at the leverage, now you've got three people who are each with 40 cards. So now you've got 120 new cards going out into the marketplace, and you're really leveraging more deeply the database of the people that you enroll. So, again, you're not enrolling one person. You're enrolling a database of people, And the cards allow you to tap into that database. So let me give you some more ideas about how the system works and how we should be utilizing these cards besides just inviting people with your prospect list. But that's definitely the most basic and important way of utilizing the gift cards. I know a lot of people use the three-foot rule, and the three-foot rule is just a fancy term for handing out cards to people they meet along the way during their day. So if you've got gift cards in your wallet, if you've got them in your planner, if you've got them in your purse, and you meet somebody interesting, you're, you know, traveling in an airport, or you're on a bank line, or you get, you know, chatting with somebody, or somebody that is a friend of a friend, you're, you know, there to pick up your son at a soccer game, and suddenly there's, you know, somebody you don't normally talk to, but you get to chatting with them, you know, and the idea of health and wellness or the economy or whatever it is comes up, then there's your opportunity to say, hey, you know, I've got a handful of these cards. I don't have a lot of them, but I'd like to give one to you if you'd be interested in trying a product. And so, you know, if you make it sound important, it is important. If you make it sound rare, you know, I don't have many of these, you know, but I'd like to give one to you, it makes it sound like you're doing something really special for that person, especially if it's somebody you don't know well or somebody you just met. And that's what I used to do with my spa. I owned a spa. That's where the gift card concept came from, is I used to give away free treatments worth $125. I would sit next to somebody on the plane, and invariably I'd ask them, you know, where they're going and what they're doing and who they are, and I'd learn a little bit about them and chat, and they'd say, oh, what do you do? And I'd say, I own a spa. Oh, really? Where? Oh, I own it in Boca. Oh, I live kind of close to Boca. Really? Well, I'd love for you to come into my spa for free. It's my treat. And you know, they thought I was giving them something that was really, really tremendous. Of course, my ultimate goal was to not only give them the free treatment, but to give them the opportunity to experience the spa and hopefully become a regular client. And our clients spent, on average, about $1,650. So it was a prospecting tool, but it came across as a gift. It came across as, I'm a friendly stranger doing something nice for somebody. So there really is an opportunity utilizing that three-foot rule. Now, one of the things that's important, no matter who you give the cards to, and it's something that makes the cards more valuable than, let's just say, a sample, is that it's the number on the back of the card that activates the card. And because it's the number on the card that activates the card, if you write down the person's name, phone number, email, and the card number, now you can call them back 2 days, 4 days, 7 days later if they have not redeemed their card and say, hey, Mary, you know, we met on the soccer field or we met at the airport or you're my good friend and you said you wanted to try this product. I haven't seen you redeem it. I just want to know if you're planning on redeeming it. And they may say, oh, my gosh, I forgot. I'll do it this weekend. I just got busy. Or, you know, I really thought about it. I don't want to pay the shipping and handling or no thanks. But now, if you've got the card number, you really haven't lost anything. So if you gave somebody a bottle of product, chances are they would say, oh, I haven't gotten around to trying it. Or, oh, yeah, I tried it. It didn't taste that good. Or, you know, you have no idea. You lose control of the whole process, and you're not going to go back over to a friend's house, and you're certainly not going to go back to somebody you just met and ask them for a bottle of product back. So, you know, that's one of the things that's great about this system is that it's something that has some teeth to it in regards to the follow-up. As I said, there's some value in the gift card marketing system with the close as far as making it look and feel simple, and also as far as the value that you can show. Because the gift cards are each worth $50, a bronze pack has 10 of them. 10 times 50 is $500. With the starter kit and the one pack of product that you get for yourself, it's $600 worth of value for $175. So if we go back to that coupon Groupon concept, the couponing idea, wow, you know, now I can tell my wife, if I make the business decision that I want to join this company, I can tell her, listen, it was a great deal. I decided to join because it was, you know, $175 and I got $600 worth of value. And the value goes up with the silver pack. It's $1,100 for $250. And the gold pack is $2,200 worth of value for $350. It's more than 85% off. So there's a real opportunity to utilize the gift cards in so many different ways. You can use it for advertising. You know, if you want to get away from just your own prospect list and start to get online or do print advertising or buy a list or whatever it may be, that hook, you're at a trade show, you're at a swap meet, you're at, some kind of event or carnival, festival, and you know, you have a booth, you know, you can give somebody a gift card. I wouldn't, again, just give it to somebody. I would write down their name, write down their email address, and write down the card number. So that card really doesn't cost you anything until they use it or they don't use it. But, you know, you certainly would want to be doing a little bit more in the way of making sure that that they're qualified to use the product. And the simple qualifying question is, you know, if you try the product and you like the results, would you be interested in continuing? And you know, if it's weight loss and somebody's telling you that they have weight to lose, well, then the answer should be pretty obvious. Even with anti-aging, it should be pretty straightforward, which is, hey, I want to give you this gift card. I'm using these products. They're fantastic. You know, would you be interested in trying them for free? Sure, I'd be interested in trying them free. Oh, by the way, it's $9.95 for shipping and handling. You know, it's a loss leader. You know, you still interested in redeeming it? Yes, no problem. Perfect. And we've got movies on the website. I recommend that you watch the movies. And then there's also an autoresponder system that will share information as you go, and you'll have an opportunity to listen to audios from our owner, Dave Sandoval. So let people know what to expect, especially those that you know well. Let them know what to expect as far as what the system includes, and then you should do some follow-up yourself. And when you follow up, you should be saying, you know, wasn't that product great? Weren't those products great? And wasn't that system cool? Isn't it neat that it does a lot of the follow-up for me? If you're looking for a business that can earn you extra income without spending a lot of extra time, this is the type of business that you're going to want to be in. And so, you know, whether it's a Facebook, whether it's blogs, whether it's talking to health practitioners, there's so many ways that you can utilize these gift cards. But the most important thing is that you yourself have the belief, that you yourself are sold on the concept that giving away product can get you more than trying to sell it. And if you're a good salesperson, I still believe giving away product will get you more than selling it. And the reason is because the person who's responding may not be as good a salesperson as you. And so when they see and feel something unique, they'll say, wow, this Purium company is really unique, because it's hard to communicate why our product is such a great value. It's hard to communicate why our ingredients are better and all those sorts of things. I mean, ultimately, most people take supplements, and if you get into a debate with them, you're probably going to lose, because they're going to dig their heels in and say, what I'm taking is better, or I'm not interested in changing. But if you can give somebody something for free, let them experience it themselves, they'll either like it or they won't. And if they don't, then you know, there's nothing else you can do. It doesn't matter how good of a salesperson you are. And it'll be worse if you sold them something. If they spent $100 or $200 on something they really don't like or don't want, then, you know, even if they use the money-back guarantee, they're not going to be happy. Whereas here, you know, spending $9.95, I mean, nobody can say, wow, that was really a ripoff. It was an opportunity to try a new product, and that's how we're getting it into the marketplace. So have fun with it. Create a campaign. Let people know that you're excited about it. And don't overthink it. Just hand out those cards, hand out those cards, hand out those cards. And then importantly, as you enroll a new person, help them understand the benefit of a gold pack or a silver pack or a bronze pack. But the more cards they have, the easier it is for them to get in the recruiter's pool. The more leverage you have, and the more that your business is going to start to duplicate 40 or 20 or 10, repetitions at a time. Now, I know that a lot of people are in love with the product catalog, And I am too. I think it's a fantastic piece, and I'm really excited about how it came out. And so, you know, if you're going to sit down with somebody at a Starbucks and have a conversation, bring a product catalog. I mean, you know, add that to the gift card marketing system. Let them know that there's other products that can be purchased as well, but let them experience either the Power of 10 or the Control first. But, you know, leave them with the catalog then. So, you know, use the tools that we have, and we're in the process of creating more great tools. In fact, we just created a new piece, you know, why join Purium and the reasons to join Purium. It's going to be part of the new website, but I think I'm going to pull that out as a sell sheet and see if we can get that out to you all in the next week or so, because we're getting really positive feedback on that piece. So, I'm excited about all that's happening. I'm excited about what's going on behind the scenes. But I'm also very, very excited about what we already have in place. We have a great compensation plan. We have great products. And we have this great gift card marketing system. So those that are using the gift card marketing system are growing the fastest. And you know, if you're not using the gift card marketing system, you're not really capitalizing on the power of duplication. That's what this business is all about. So get people to the events in South Florida. If you know anybody down there, if you're down there, definitely make sure you know times and places and dates. Invite some guests and utilize your gift cards and have a great, great couple of days. Every Thursday night, same time, same number, we do a business opportunity presentation for your prospects. So we'll be on 48 hours from now trying to help you some more. So hand out some gift cards and get them on the call. And if you're a distributor, we always appreciate your support on those Thursday night calls as well. So thanks for joining us here this evening. Hope you learned a little bit. Hope it inspired you to get some gift cards if you don't have any or if you're running low. And just hand them out. Don't overthink it and have some fun. Talk to you on Thursday night. Thanks, everybody. Good night.